This is Krakow's Chamber Orchestra performing Henryk Gorecki's Symphony No. 3, Sorrowful Songs, in the former Nazi death camps in Auschwitz. Of this very popular second movement, sung here by soprano Isabel Bayrak-Daharyan, was taken from the wall of a World War II Gestapo cell. Gorecki wrote it in 1976, and when it was released by Nonesuch Records in 1992, it went on to sell more than a million copies. So you don't do just any old thing with such a well-loved piece of music. Saxophonist Colin Stetson hasn't changed a single note, but he has produced an altogether different listening experience on his latest album, Sorrow. The soprano, by the way, is his sister, Megan Stetson.
There's a few moments where something just, you know, strikes you as being evident, and I kind of saw this path to an arrangement of this piece. And so it's really been kind of growing in my head for almost 20 years.
The second movement of Gorecki's symphony is the part that's so well known because of the plaintive chant that was inspired by a message a young girl wrote on the wall of her Gestapo cell during World War II. You obviously weren't around at that time, but what does that whole thing, what does it evoke for you?
What Gorecki had said about that was that the reason that stuck out so much to him was that one line that was written on the wall in that prison camp was amidst all of these others, multitude of other lines. This one line was the only one wherein this girl was feeling for her mother, was kind of like, you know, it was this one instance of selflessness where everyone else was exuding like personal suffering and screaming out against their oppressors. And I feel like in all of us, that's the distillation of perfect empathy, you know, like this idea that we get out of ourself and in a moment of absolute suffering, the suffering of others trumps our own. And so that's what that means to me. And I feel like I've, of course, have never and will never experience anything like that. But we can learn from that, and we can learn how to try to embrace that empathy for others more in our day-to-day.
The original version by Gorecki, and we listen to yours, we can very clearly identify the original version. So what exactly, Colin, have you added or modified?
I didn't change the composition. I didn't change any of the notation. So, I mean, it's the same piece. It wasn't some sort of complete reshuffling or scrambling of the piece of music. It's a performance of the symphony. What I did change is the instrumentation completely. So the arrangement in terms of its instrumentation, in terms of all the sound sources, are drastically different. There are certain things, certain kind of arrangement dynamic moves throughout that you'll notice are drastically different with my arrangement compared to the original. I mean, the most obvious differences are the introduction of drums into this. Greg Fox is drumming on this album, employing a lot of technique that is common in the black metal genre, so he brings that flair. To a lot lot of metal as a child. From the age of 3 and 4, I was listening to, you know, Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, and then later on Sabbath and Metallica and Iron Maiden and Slayer. And so my whole upbringing, in addition to all of the other music I listened to, classical music, jazz, pop, whatever, there was always a lot of metal music in it. So yeah, I've always identified with that music. Version of the Third Symphony compared to the original is quite extreme in its use of elements that are more akin to the metal genre. So there's some very high volume passages.
Several wind instruments, Colin, but the bass saxophone is the one you've made your name from. What drew you to that instrument in particular?
Well, I started out when I was 9 playing alto, and very quickly, I think probably started playing a tenor saxophone when I was maybe 12, started playing baritone when I turned 15, 16, and so gradually getting into the lower, richer of the family of saxophones. And so I've always been drawn to the lower because of how much more you can do sonically with them, because acoustically you can still vibrate the reed and voice out all of these overtones from the very, very low all the way up to the very, very high on the lowest instruments. So that's what kind of drew me to them, just the acoustic possibilities of being able to have very many things stacked. Most of what I play in my solo work is utilizing that overtone series in order to voice many different partials all at once. And so you just have more possibilities with the lower instruments.
So there are lots of people on this album. Sarah Neufeld, the violinist, Rebecca Foon, Greg Fox. Can't have been easy to bring those people together on one album. Is there any chance of us seeing them together in a concert version of this album?
We've performed it last year in Germany at the Moors Festival in late May. And this year we have a show in April in New York City, in mid-June in Ottawa, up in Canada, in Amsterdam in September. We've got a show in Katowice, Gorecki's hometown in Poland, in December. And there are several other shows popping up over the course of the year and then next year as well.
Do you have any particular apprehension about playing, well, in Gorecki's hometown?
No, they invited me. If we were just showing up on the street.
And no chance of seeing you performing in Paris for the moment?
Oh, there's always a chance. Right now, it's a 12-person group, and so we're just kind of trying to see where it can happen, how it can happen. It's really difficult to bring everything together. It will happen in Paris sometime, maybe not this year, but next.
Thanks very much, Colin Stetson.
Thank you so much for having me.